This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot of news, especially with the Supreme Court, and we will. Usually, you know, before they break for the summer, that's when a lot of, you know, rulings come out. And, I mean, the biggest ones are like the day before they go on break at the end of the month. You know, it's like kind of throwing a grenade and then running, right? And then we're like, what the hell was this? So we're going to talk about this. But I want to just bring up Mount Everest and... What, there's been 11 people that have died since the first of the year? A lot of people climbing Mount Everest. Yep, 11 climbers have died in the space of 10 days. And they think the cause is dangerous crowding. I'm hearing stories of when you finally need to descend, you want to descend. You want to get down and get off that mountain as quickly as possible before you get cerebral edema. The problem is, it's so crowded, it's taking you days to get off the mountain. Ed Doering, a 62-year-old doctor from Arizona, said the lines were huge. And he said there's some unruly people that were, you know, trying to get photos and, you know, selfies, but they weren't fit enough to do the climb. He says the summit of Mount Everest is the size of two ping pong tables. So he sat down for his photograph, taken for safety. So he did get his photograph in. He did it while sitting. It's a good-looking photograph. I would be sitting because I would be, like, out of breath. And he's 62 years old. Good for him. He's from Arizona. And he did fulfill a lifelong ambition to summit the highest peak. It's the world's highest peak at 29,029 feet. But, he said, his dream turned sour when he witnessed the congested path to the top, filled with people who were not fit and not experienced, pushing and shoving to take selfies. He waited for hours in line, chest to chest with other climbers, and was forced to sit down when he finally hit the peak. It was packed with 15 or 20 people trying to get photographs, and that was next to a several thousand foot drop. He said it was scary. It was like a zoo. He's a doctor, was on the same expedition as Christopher Kulish, who became the 11th person to die up there. And, you know, and I see what happens with these selfies. I see people in line to take selfies. They're like, okay, well, you know, I made it up there. Not that I've seen that on Mount Everest, but I can imagine. You know, if they took weeks to get up there, they're not going to spend 2 seconds on their selfie and get out of line. They're going to really relish the moment. But the mountain peak is just too tiny to have all those people up there. And then trying to get down and people are weak and they're stumbling and falling. That's pretty dangerous stuff. This year has been the deadliest for climbers of Mount Everest since 2012, when 10 climbers died. All 11 deaths in 2019 occurred during the peak climbing season. He said he found a large group when he got to the summit. They were rude. They were jerks. Basically pushing so they could get better pictures of themselves. It was then that the experienced climber said, this isn't safe, sat down, took his photograph, just so he wouldn't be knocked off balance and plunged to his death. He said, I was surprised how many people were above 26,000 feet and were really obviously either not fit or not experienced and probably shouldn't have been there. But then again, you do kind of wonder. I mean, they made it. I mean, you couldn't have made it to the top if you weren't fit. But with the amount of people dying, I agree with him, you know, him being a doctor, that don't even do this if you're not ready. And a lot of people die on their way back down. He says, I certainly wasn't prepared to pass dead bodies that were attached to the safety line. It was very difficult. Officials have issued 367 permits to foreigners and another 14 to Nepalese mountaineers to climb Everest this year. And they say the increase comes amid growing discontentment among the climbing community that fly-by-night adventure companies are offering cheaper packages to unsuitable climbers, clogging the summit and endangering other mountaineers. You know, because I was like, okay, well, they need to, you know, just issue permits. They need to limit this. 367 permits might not sound like a lot, but for people trying to reach a mountain and doing it over weeks, yeah, you can get bottlenecking. They say, if you really want to limit the number of climbers, let's just end all expeditions on our holy mountain. That's according to Don Duraj Gimir, Director General of Nepal's Department of Tourism. And I mean, I like the safety in numbers, you know, and you see people and you see the ladders and you see them climbing and you see them. And, you know, I would rather people be climbing mountains than sitting at their home playing video games. But 11 people died. Colorado lawyer, 62 years old, became the 11th person to die. His name was John Kulish. He died on his descent. He died suddenly at South Col after descending from the 29,000-foot summit. They're not sure why, but they say it was probably because due to overcrowding. So he probably wanted to get back down. He probably was already going through some sort of cerebral edema. Maybe he was, you know, having some heart issues, whatever. Couldn't get down in time. He said he saw his last sunrise from the peak on Earth. At that instant, he became the member of the Seven Summit Club, having scaled the highest peak on the continent. And he's an attorney. And, you know, family's like, you know, obviously in shock. At least, you know, he died doing what he, you know, liked to do. But, you know, is it worth it? Now, some people will say, yeah, I've heard people say, look, if I'm going to die, I'd rather die on the mountain. I'm like, I'd rather you, you know, stick around for your grandkids, great-grandkids. Would I ever try to climb Mount Everest? I don't do well in altitude. I probably couldn't make it past the first step. I couldn't. Apparently a lot of people were collapsing. Nobody was offering oxygen because they were afraid that they would not have their oxygen. So people, it starts to be every man for themselves. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So with the Supreme Court, they said today there's a couple rulings that we want to talk about. That a provision in an Indiana law, which said the state may prohibit abortions motivated solely by race, sex, or disability should remain blocked. A lot of these rulings, there's like some double negatives, so you're like, what are they for? What are they against? So basically, there's a provision of an Indiana law, which I guess might prohibit abortions based on your sex or race. Men don't get abortions, but I'm not exactly sure what that means, or disability. but that should still remain blocked. So the ability to prohibit the abortions should remain blocked. But it's not that they are ruling against prohibiting the abortions. It's they want the law to still be fought in lower courts first. So they're just punting. You know, you guys take it, you guys still deal with it, we're just going to let it still remain in effect. However, the court did say that it would allow part of the law that requires clinics to bury or cremate fetal remains and treat them as if they are human remains. Now, according to CNN, they say the fact that the court decided not to take up the more controversial portion of the Indiana law suggests that there is not a current appetite on the court to move aggressively to question the court's core abortion precedents of Roe v. Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood. Still, supporters of abortion rights will be disappointed and worried that the justices allowed the fetal tissue provision to go into effect. So basically what's kind of happening here is there's a lot of flirtations now with the subject of, you know, are we going to, in law, define if a fetus is a life? And so rather than a fetus's body being thrown away as medical waste, which could be something as simple as being just thrown in the biohazard. I mean, it's like, you know, like if I take a biopsy, I'm going to be sending it out, of course. But if, like, somebody has clots, you know, I have to put in a biohazard. I can't do regular garbage because, again, you know, there's blood, etc. And so biohazard gets picked up by the sanitation department, still the same ones that pick up the garbage. But they use different containers because they're biohazard and they dispose of them differently. They want the fetuses treated better than that, where they either get buried or it's really shocking to me that, you know, here we are in this society where at this stage where we have to still, it's crazy that's a conversation we're having. You know, there's just so many abortions being done that somebody needs to define, are we going to bury all these fetuses? You know, some of the advocates of that, they're like, you know, look, they have eyelashes. They have fingertips. They're growing fingernails. You don't just throw that, you know, aborted fetus into a garbage can. Do we say prayers? Do we do a service? But if the parents don't look at it as a life, who are we doing the funeral for? Well, you know, for some of us in our religion, we want to do it for the life. But then comes the question, we're doing all this for a life, why are we ending the life? And so, you know, will Roe v. Wade be overturned? I don't think so. But are we going to fight to, you know, is there going to be more of a fight to define a fetus as a life? My prediction is we're going to have a lot of agreement that it is living tissue, but they're going to come up with a different term for it. They're going to come up with it as a sort of an entity where it's not a life, but it's not a non-life. So I think there's going to be some term, some, you know, phrase like pseudo-life or something stupid like that, that people are going to use to define a two-month-old fetus. You know? But it doesn't really appease either side, because those that think it's a life, it's a life. Those that don't think it's living or a true person, you know, so I don't know how, but my guess is that's probably what would end up happening. So, do I agree with at least there being some sort of burial? I like the idea that they are respecting it as it's living. And I do. This Planned Parenthood versus Casey versus Planned Parenthood. I think that was back in 1992. Roe v. Wade was like 73, I believe. So Casey versus Planned Parenthood, the Supreme Court affirmed the basic ruling of Roe v. Wade that the state is prohibited from banning most abortions. The Casey case also ruled that states may regulate abortion so as to protect the health of the mother and the life of the fetus, and may outlaw abortions of viable fetuses. So that's kind of what Casey versus Planned Parenthood was. You don't hear a lot about that. Now, while the court is punting these issues and while it's being fought back, you know, fought in the courts, that's what's kind of happening with the Alabama law and you know, these states starting to restrict abortion. All right. They don't know if it's going to fly and it's going to last in the state. But it's symbolic of, okay, now we need to talk about it. Also, we have an interesting ruling with the Supreme Court with Pennsylvania and transgender bathrooms. The Supreme Court has left the Pennsylvania school transgender student bathroom policy in place. So they kind of left it in place. They didn't really challenge it, fight it, make much of a, you know, comment. I think there was no comment. And the case is a challenge to Pennsylvania's school district policy that allows some transgender students to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. The plaintiffs are students who say the policy violates their privacy rights and constitutes sexual harassment in violation of Title IX. Title IX is a federal law that bars discrimination based on sex in educational institutions that receive federal funds. So if a little girl is in the bathroom and there's a boy that is a transgender female, that wants to use a bathroom because they align themselves as females, and the little kid sees the penis, would Title IX protect that kid? So I'm kind of surprised that the Supreme Court didn't get involved, which means our Supreme Court is kind of weeny. In court papers, lawyers for the plaintiffs argue that forcing a teenager to share a locker room or restroom with a member of the opposite sex can cause embarrassment and distress. So I suggest, since we're not going to be able to figure this out, it looks like, and nobody wants to tackle the issue because, you know, everybody wants to be politically correct. And, I mean, we haven't heard of any transgender attacks, you know, where somebody's transgender and they attack somebody of the opposite sex. But I think maybe we need to start having more private, like, locker room. Locker room, you're just in one big room and you're changing and showering in front of everybody. Maybe we need to start having more private areas. I mean, as a girl, I didn't really like to shower in front of other girls either. Maybe one, it's going to be expensive, but maybe one way to deal with the whole transgender issue is, and you know, people not wanting to shower with somebody transgender or pee next to somebody who's transgender or whatever, is to, even though, you know, most will pee in a toilet or pee standing up, is maybe we just have more private areas to go to the bathroom. I don't know. There's so many kids, it's kind of easier to just have one big room. So, you know, especially for the gym. The lawyers for the school district say that they made a decision to allow transgender students to use facilities that align with their gender because the district believes that transgender students should have the right to use school bathroom and locker facilities on the same basis as non-transgender students. They say the permission is not automatic, but that when a transgender student does request use facilities, they have to have several conversations with a guidance counselor. So they had a picture of Aiden DeStefano, who graduated last year from one of the schools, who is transgender male, to show why he doesn't belong in a bathroom that corresponds to the sex he was assigned at birth. So, you know, the big question we have is, are young girls, like, you know, preschool age and kindergarten age, that, you know, are in a school with eighth graders, you know, are they safe? They may be safe. But does that then, you know, does that then ping Title IX? 1-877 Dr. Allie, don't go away.
Your life and say your Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe weather from the Midwest and Great Plains is now stretching into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic region, bringing lots of rain, hail, tornadoes. Steve Owen has been volunteering to help people in Trotwood, Ohio, affected by the tornadoes since Monday night.
That fire station on Little Richmond Road sent us out to do medicals because they didn't have enough people. We went up in Trotwood into a neighborhood trying to help out with following the police department, trying to get to houses where people were hurt.
Owens was speaking there on Fox News. President Trump's four-day visit to Japan is over. The president is expected to land here stateside right after 2:30 Eastern time. While in Japan, the president was able to discuss trade with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. After laying low on the Memorial Day weekend, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is in Houston for his first town hall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Adali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I do telemedicine where I, you know, take care of people over the internet, over the phone. Refer them where they need to go or make the suggestion. Sometimes I treat with medicines and sometimes I can't and I have to recommend they be seen. And this weekend, I had two cases of kids that I think really had the measles and one who I think had the chicken pox. All three were vaccinated. Or I believe the parents. The parents said they were vaccinated. But I didn't have a reason to doubt them. And when I said, you know, that rash looks like measles, the mom's like, but no, I vaccinated him. I go, I know, but maybe there's a new strain of measles going around. But the measles outbreak is unvaccinated kids. I'm like, we don't know the numbers of unvaccinated kids. We don't know that yet. So we don't know how many of the kids with this measles outbreak were vaccinated or were unvaccinated. And I'm starting to get really, really mad. I talked about this the other day. Because we're starting to get some misinformation on the internet. I'm pro-vaccine. And we are trying to fight misinformation on one end of people thinking that vaccines are bad for them. But we're also now getting misinformation where people may have a kid who is sick who thinks, well, my kid was vaccinated, so we're good. And that could even be deadlier when a parent thinks their kid is good, all clear, nothing to worry about because they got the vaccine. That's a problem. So I sent all three of them to the urgent care so somebody could do a blood test and determine if that's what's going on. But this one kid, it looked like chickenpox. It looked like chickenpox. Not a severe case, but it, you know, and the kid was just vaccinated. Same thing with measles, both of these kids. Now, on the other end, too, both the chickenpox and the measles vaccine are live attenuated. So they are supposed to be mild cases. You aren't supposed to get chickenpox or measles from the vaccines. But, you know, that could be an explanation for it. But I'm worried that the real explanation is we have a meaner viral strain of measles out there and a meaner strain of chickenpox. And yes, unvaccinated individuals don't help the situation at all. We need everybody to be on board with vaccination. But my stand on this whole vaccine controversy is somebody tell us what the hell is going on. Because if I'm a parent and I'm finding out that my vaccinated kids are at risk of getting this measles because it is affecting vaccinated people, then let me know so I can get them a booster. But see, nobody wants to say anything because it may be against the mantra of we have to be anti-vaxxers. And then if you are going to be anti-vaxxers, where's all the passion when it comes to flu? Why aren't you going after the people that don't get flu shots? Oh, no, we can't do that. There's so many of them and, you know, it's not probably very popular. People will get mad. Oh, but you could go against, you could go after the people that don't want to get the MMR. And you got to be consistent here. Now, the latest headline, it reads, thousands of U.S. kindergartners are unvaccinated without waivers. This comes out of WBNS. They say states are heatedly debating whether to make it more difficult for students to avoid vaccinations for religious or philosophical reasons amid the worst measles outbreak in decades, but school children using such waivers are outnumbered in many states by those who don't even give an excuse at all for lacking their shots. They say a majority of unvaccinated or undervaccinated kindergartners in at least 10 states were allowed to enroll provisionally for the last school year without showing proof of any exemption. That's according to data reported by the CDC. Only 27 states submitted information about the group, so the true size of the problem is actually unknown. Now, they say poor access to health care could keep some of the children from getting inoculated. For others, the reasons may be the parents just don't, you know, believe in it, or the parents are scared about the vaccines. And they say, it really could just be, I didn't have time to go to the doctor, or I just don't want to do this. From a public health standpoint, we really don't know. That's according to Melissa Arnold, CEO of the American Academy of Pediatrics Ohio chapter. So, if I could stop here for a second. Okay, let's just take a look at how these kids have to get their vaccines. A lot of these unvaccinated children, the parents may be kind of BSing us on why the kids are unvaccinated. They may say, oh, well, the risk factors. But it's another reason. I mean, you know how many guys I've said, you know, did you get, you know, I'll diagnose somebody with the flu, and I'm like, did you get the flu shot? And they'll say, oh, no, the flu shot makes me sick. Well, are they saying that because it made them sick, or is it they just don't like shots? Or is it that you know, they don't like going in and, you know, getting something injected into them. So they're not getting the flu shot for a reason completely different than what they're admitting to me. So let's look at what it takes for a parent to bring their kid in for a vaccine. Now, most of the time it's free. It's supposed to be free. But when your kid needs a vaccine, and mind you, we're looking at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year. Some of them might also get one at 15 months if they aren't caught up. 4 years old, then a booster. But when you're looking at that 2, 4, 6 in a year, not to mention, you know, when kids get sick and they need to go to the doctor, those parents have to take off work. I mean, I'm not saying this to agree with why they don't vaccinate, but let's just realistically look at what some of these parents have to do, and then maybe we can understand why maybe unvaccination rates might be going up. It might not be just all religious. So the parent has to take off work and wait at a pediatric office for 3-4 hours. Maybe they could still get a half day of work in, but they got to take off work. Then the kid gets their vaccines, and the kid doesn't want to go for the vaccines. So the kid is screaming and crying and fussing. And then a lot of times they'll get a fever, or their arm will hurt, or they'll be grumpy. And, you know, mom and dad are watching for side effects. So you basically need to take that whole day off. Sometimes the next day, if the kid's not feeling right. And then you do that every 2 months for multiple shots. Some parents, and actually your hepatitis is at birth 1 month and 6 months. So a lot of parents are already bringing their baby in at the 1 month mark. So a lot of them, and maybe the doctor's like, well, I want to see them at 3 months because I want to see the growth or whatever. So when you're a new mom, hopefully you don't have to work and you could, you know, take baby in and, you know. But I mean, I went back to work after 3 days after my second, 2 weeks after my first. A lot of us moms work, and then we take off work to bring baby in. And so I wonder if there's a lot of parents where they just can't get the time off. And then they miss the 2 week, the window, and they're like, oh, the doctor's going to be ticked. I can't bring my kid in late for their vaccines. And they're like, you know what, I'll just worry about it later when I get a day off. You know what, I'll bring my kid in when they're sick. And I saw this a lot of times. So parents would bring their kid in. And the kid was sick, had a fever. I'm like, well, I can't get the vaccines today. Can you bring the kid back? And I mean, you know, how many parents who are struggling to make ends meet have the luxury of coming in multiple times to vaccinate their kid? And then, because their kid feels grumpy or feverish after the vaccine, the time to take off. Now, I'm not saying that's an excuse. But when we look at the percentage of under-vaccinated kids, is it all really religious reasons? So when you find out that there's no waiver, maybe it's because it really wasn't an exemption. It's just a pain in the butt to get the vaccines. And then how do we make it less of a pain? 1-877-DELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have another study on e-cigs, how e-cig flavors could pose some serious health threats to our cardiovascular system. And we've already studied, you know, a lot of e-cig flavors like strawberry, I think vanilla, certain flavors could be worse than others. So that's not new, but this study, published Monday in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, adds to growing evidence that flavored e-liquids used in vape pens can hinder human cells' ability to survive and function. The authors say these changes, some observed in the absence of nicotine, are known to play a role in heart disease. They say the public has this notion that e-cigs are safe, according to study author Dr. Joseph Wu, director of the Stanford Cardiovascular Institute and a professor in the medical school's Department of Medicine and Radiology. And experts say this belief stems not just from the presence of fewer cancer-causing chemicals than combustible cigarettes, but from the fact that many vaping products are sweet, fruity. They seem harmless. So people think an e-cig is way safer from cigarette smoke, so they're going towards that. And some of them are smoking even more than they would have smoked with the regular cigarettes. So they say as a result of this perception, we see a lot of kids picking up vaping. They say there are so many kids who smoke e-cigs, and these kids are going to become adults, and these adults can become elderly patients that as a cardiologist I will take care of later on. This is their interview with the cardiologist. And, you know, when people say, oh, you know, vaping will not lead people to drugs, it's just vaping, I'm telling you right now, every kid I know that started vaping a few years back, I hear now is doing pot. And so it is a gateway. I mean, you have to kind of raise a kid who doesn't want to put anything like that in their mouth. Kind of hard, especially now that marijuana is legal in multiple states. So the U.S. FDA announced in November that vaping had increased nearly 80% among high schoolers and among 50% among middle schoolers since the year before. Experts also worry that the devices could put kids' developing brains at risk because they get hooked on nicotine early, the gateway that we talked about. But in this study, they looked at six e-liquids with varying nicotine concentrations. And Dr. Wu's team found evidence of toxic effects like poor cell survival, signs of increased inflammation on a type of cardiovascular cell. They say as proxy for what might happen in regular blood vessels, the researchers observed how these cells responded when in contact with e-liquids, as well as fluid from the blood or a small group of participants who had vaped. These effects varied between the liquids, with the most potent being a cinnamon-flavored product. Wow. So, the researchers tested the six liquids in the new study, and they say there are thousands of unique flavors. So, it could take years to study which flavors are the worst. So we still don't know which flavor component, because it might not so much be a flavor, but it might be a certain component helping make the flavor. So but what does that mean for you or I? Well, don't be duped. You know, I get vaping is the next big, you know, is the thing that we have now, and I get how, you know, we need to keep people off cigarettes. But I don't want to say cigarettes or vape pens or e-cigs are 90% safer. I'm almost wondering if it's more like 70% safer. And I have no science to back that up. But I don't think we have enough science to back up that they're 90% safer. If nicotine causes the cilia, the cells that are supposed to protrude and flush, propel stuff out of the lungs, if nicotine causes those to paralyze, if nicotine and e-cig flavors and the metallic coil melting byproducts and, you know, all the other crap that we're kind of getting in the vape, if those inflame the lungs and then a real carcinogen makes its way to the lungs and you can't fight it, then that I don't see how much more safer they are. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we have, sorry about that, a slug. This is very, very interesting. It's not a true slug, but there was a 21-year-old woman who had breathing issues. She couldn't exercise, she couldn't study around others, and she kept going to the doctor. Well, finally, surgeons decided to operate on her nose. And they found these growths in her nose the size of large slugs. And they look like a slug. And they think it happened because she had scoliosis. And you're like, what the hell? So she's a student that goes to university. She goes, for most of my life, I haven't been able to breathe properly. And when you're always struggling for oxygen, it can be miserable. I used to wake up in the middle of the night with horrific cramps in my back, ribs, and chest because my body was always fighting to breathe. Now, her name is Julia Khalil of Northwest London. This has been reported by Fox News. So she finally found relief when she connected with Dr. Bashar Bizra, who diagnosed her with large turbinates. So if you ever look at your nose and you look up, you see these kind of pink semicircular round things in your, they're actually more sausage shaped. And so they're turbinates. So the normally small sized structures cleanse and humidify the air that passes through the nostrils into the lungs. They're made of a bony structure surrounded by vascular tissue and a mucous membrane outside. So they'll get swollen or inflamed if you have allergies, irritation, infection. And patients can experience nasal obstruction and congestion. So to reduce them, Stanford Healthcare recommends a procedure called radiofrequency turbinate reduction. It's a needle-like instrument, I know I'm cringing just at the thought, which transmits energy into the tissue to cause controlled damage and then reduces inflammation by triggering a healing process. But in Khalil's case, they're like, we just need to take these suckers out. And when they pulled them out, they were enormous. I'm looking right now. It looks like a slug, and it covers almost three of her fingers along horizontally. They were enormous. But since they were taken out, she's able to sleep better, go for a run without having to worry about catching a breath. So she says her procedure improved the quality of her life immensely. And she doesn't now make noise when she breathes. She can be in a quiet room and nobody stares at her looking at her funny because she used to make noise. Because airway resistance, whenever you have, you know, stuff like that, you know, things kind of preventing your, air from passing a certain way, there's airway resistance, it makes noise, just like a fart, right? If you have, a tighter rectum, you end up making more noise when you toot, or if you have hemorrhoids there or things like that. So same thing with the nose. But the reason why I bring that up is I think a lot of us are breathing at much less of a capacity than we should. And how many of you guys go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor on a regular basis? Most of you don't. Well, you might want to think about it. Because if you do have polyps or you have enlarged turbinates or a deviated septum and you're a nose breather and air is supposed to go up through your nose, you're not getting as much air. And I still believe my theory is we don't breathe in enough air that we should. Which is why I think I'd love everybody on a CPAP machine at night, or oxygen at least, because I think it'll help prevent dementia. I think it'll prevent a lot of heart disease. Not only is our obesity or the way we sleep with our pillows and being tucked in and the cat on our face impeding our oxygenation, but also we're living in cities with a lot of smoke and crap. And so I would rather we get some fresh air. I'd rather we get as much oxygen as possible. And a lot of our noses have a lot of obstructive components to it. So any of you that kind of feel tired, feel sluggish, don't feel like you're, concentrating a lot, have an ENT take a peek at you. Why not? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.